Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming out of Spokane on Liberty Broadcasting, the American Christian Network affiliate. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Well,
Wiffle Bat.
We do. We've got Wiffle Bats for several different people, if not groups of people.
Oh, yes.
And so do the clips that we have for you after the break. And one of those clips is from President Trump's attorney, Alina Haba. And she's describing several different things that we didn't know about that is
yes.
very important that we share with the listeners to get the word out there, because people are not being told about all of the great things and the progress that Trump is making in all of these court cases.
Yeah, they're not going to talk about that. They want to keep it buried. They want to keep a lot of truth buried, and this is stuff that you're just not going to hear anywhere else. And you know, one of the examples here, Wiffle Bats to the Department of Defense for burying this information. A new article came out at Armstrong Economics, heart failure among pilots from the Department of Defense, heart failure among pilots up 1,000%
wow.
in 2022. They're not talking about this. They want to act like everything's just fine, everything's just normal, and it's not.
Right.
And, you know, as fast as we can, you know, run toward destroying America, it's a moral issue as well.
Right.
I mean, it's just caving in. Now, you know, in Virginia, the VA wants to remove from the missing man this table for this to honoring the missing men, prisoners of war and those who are missing in action. And there is a memorial that they set up. And they removed the Bible and replaced it with a journal.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yeah, the military freedom from religion cried and whined and sniveled. And so what they do? They placate to them. And,
wow.
You know, it is you know, another one out of from the post-millennial. The Seattle high schooler fails gender versus sex quiz for saying men can't get pregnant. So they failed him on this
wow.
on this quiz. And it's just a continuous degradation of the moral fabric, which the communists know is the strength of this country. They've known it for decades, and they've planned to target it for decades.
Yep, that's right.
You know, so you know, there's plenty of wiffle bats to wing out there.
Oh, no. Well, there's never any shortage of issues and people and topics that need a severe wiffle batting.
Yep.
And, you know, because this is all evil. Everything that is spoken that is lies must be stood down.
Yes.
It must be exposed as lies and to reject the people that are perpetrating this garbage upon
That's right.
our nation. And, well, we've also got a clip for after the break from Steve Bannon, who's talking with Mike Lindell, and that's they just have a great statement that we also need to put out there for the masses to hear, because, well, this is truth in the news, and so this
yes.
this is where you're going to hear the truth, and so
that's right.
we're happy to do it. So, well, and that there's quite a few different things going on as well, like Zelensky arrived at the Capitol
Ooh.
Yesterday in a quote unquote high stakes visit that the White House said is coming at a critical time, with additional Ukraine aid being debated on in Congress. As if, you know, first of all, he shows up in his typical sweatshirt and khaki pants.
Right.
This is the highest paid actor on the planet.
Yep, panhandling.
And he still will not show up in a business suit.
Right.
I mean, is it too much to ask if you're begging for billions?
Right.
To show up looking decent.
Change
at
your
least.
Shirt, man. It's the same thing you've been wearing for 3 years.
First of all, the whole thing is a scam. It's all a money laundering venture.
Right.
And no wonder Biden's pushing so hard for it because
he's promising him $200 million now.
Yeah.
$200 million.
Right. Well, because Biden gets a good cut of that. And so, you know, of course, Biden's going to be pushing for that.
We sure have reason to believe so. I mean, with all of the other evidence that they found with...
Yeah, checks being written over and over and over, and they've got picture copies of it right there in Congress. So, you know, it's also interesting. We went over last week the major university professors that were, not professors, but presidents who were... before Congress, and you know, wasn't it Penn State that resigned? The president of Penn State resigned. Well, guess what? Harvard University rules in favor of its president, Dr. Claudine Gay, who is facing pressure to step down after she failed to say whether students calling for the genocide of Jewish people would be disciplined or not.
Wow.
And so they kept her. They kept her at Harvard.
Unbelievable.
And so, wow, that says one heck of an awful lot for Harvard. Yeah. I would say there's multiple other law schools. If you want to send your children to law school, avoid Harvard like the plague.
Or avoid college in this day and age. What you're talking about, throwing your money away. What a waste.
Wow.
You know, and this is in response to her and the other presidents of these universities, all females, saying, is it against your policy to call on campus, to call for the extermination of an entire ethnic race to kill Jews?
Right.
Well, it depends on the context. I saw a perfect meme, and it is the forearm of a Holocaust survivor showing the tattoo of his prisoner number on his forearm with the caption, "But what's the context?"
Right.
Or, you know, it depends on the context.
Yep.
There's the context. Right there.
Exactly.
And we said never again, not on our watch. Well, this is our watch, and we're not going to let this go by.
Well, and it's so stunning. All of these people looking for perpetrators that are now supposedly engaging in hate crimes, and yet these university presidents can yield all of the hate they want.
Right. Antifa and all the other communist street thugs are doing the same thing that they did in 2020. Democratic Socialists of America released a toolkit to help agitators organize anti-Israeli rallies and events, calling from the river to the sea. That's the call for the extermination of all Jews and the elimination of Israel.
That's right.
And so, once again, the green-red axis, the communists and the Islamists joining forces for anti-morality, anti-West, anti-America, anti-Christendom. They are the enemy. It is in the gates.
Right, exactly. And, well, good thing to hear that Netanyahu breaks with Biden and rejects the Palestinian Authority rule in Gaza.
Absolutely.
And so, fantastic, because Biden, for his part, has been highly critical of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and what he termed the indiscriminate bombing of Gaza.
So indiscriminate bombing. Yeah. You've got to be kidding
me. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, good for Netanyahu. But that is our ally. That is our longtime ally. We stand with Israel. And so for Biden to be throwing Netanyahu under the bus, that is flat out unacceptable.
Yep. We're sorry about that. But, you know, Biden is not America.
That's right.
He is not us.
He does not represent a single American. In fact, he wants to take America down, which is why the communist the Chinese Communist Party has been, propping him up and paying for his whole presidency.
Yep. Well, there's some wiffle batten right there.
That's right.
Full of sand. Wham! but they got it coming.
We're not
bashful about saying it either, because these people are destroying our country. They're destroying our identity.
They are
who we are.
They are a communist coup, which makes them the enemy to America.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, on that note, let's take a look at the word of the day for today. And this is a random turning, I'm assuming.
Yep, it is a random turning. And so, exciting stuff. Crazy amounts of exciting stuff. And you may not understand why till I explain it afterwards, but this is very, very exciting. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 17 through 23, which reads under the title, The Outer Court. Then he brought me into the outer court, and there were chambers and a pavement made all around the court. 30 chambers faced the pavement. The pavement was by the side of the gateways, corresponding to the length of the gateways. This was the lower pavement. Then he measured the width from the front of the lower gateway to the front of the inner court exterior, 100 cubits toward the east and the north. On the outer court, this is under the title, the Northern Gateway.
Okay.
On the outer court was also a gateway facing north, and he measured its length and its width, its gate chambers, 3 on this side and 3 on that side. Its gate posts and its archways had the same measurements as the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits and its width 25 cubits. Its windows and those of its archways and also its palm trees had the same measurements as the gateway facing east. It was ascended by 7 steps and its archway was in front of it. A gate of the inner court was opposite the northern gateway, just as the eastern gateway, and he measured from gateway to gateway 100 cubits. And that's it. Well,
wow.
The exciting part of this is reading this almost kind of makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because I had a dream, a vision. The Lord sent me this fantastic dream, and I've talked about this before on the show, of him talking to and asking questions of Hillary Clinton across her whole life.
Right.
And the dream ended with sitting to the left of Jesus as he was questioning Hillary Clinton, who was sitting under the furthest most right archway.
Right.
And we're in a stone paved court.
Uh-huh.
And it was like an outdoor court, and it was Jesus to my right, and then me, and then tons of people all sitting in the same like chairs with desks all the way to the left. And as far as I looked down, it was all paved kind of pale reddish, orangish, brownish stone.
Okay.
And we were facing multiple stone archways all the way down to my left as I could see.
Right.
And so this was such a fascinating dream that started, you know, with he and I on a boat and he was questioning Hillary Clinton about her childhood and what caused her to respond this way and that way in different situations. And so, I mean, like I said, we've talked about this before on the show.
This vivid dream.
This dream was outstanding. So when it ended where we were, you know, then in this court, this stone court, and he was asking questions of Hillary Clinton as for explanations for her benefit.
Right.
And so that she could understand why she did everything and how she responded to everything that she did. Well, that I woke up from that dream because somebody woke me up. This was like, you know, very
right.
unfortunate. But the description of this court is the same.
Right. And what you saw in your dream is described to the T
right.
in Ezekiel's description of the outer court.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
So what even makes this more exciting is that in my Bible it has a picture of this whole description of Ezekiel's temple for chapter 40. And what it says here in the Bible notes is it says, Ezekiel's restored temple is not a blueprint, but a vision that stresses the purity and spiritual vitality of the ideal place of worship and those who will worship there. It is not intended for an earthly physical fulfillment, but expresses the truth found in the name of the new city, which is the Lord is there,
wow,
according to Ezekiel 48:35. And it says, God will dwell in the new temple and among his people. And so in Ezekiel 48:35, that verse reads, all the way around shall be 18,000 cubits, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there. And so the Bible notes underneath that say that the Lord is there. In Hebrew, it's Yahweh Shammah. And so the city receives a new name corresponding to the new state of salvation. And so, wow, that's just so fascinating that, you know, one might not think that that's very interesting to read all the measurements of all these courts and archways and gates and on and on. But it's fascinating when you've had a vision from the Lord that shows that exactly.
Yeah, that is astounding. Yeah, that makes a scripture that most people reading it might find boring, but brings it to life.
Right.
When you've seen it.
Right.
You know, that's just, that's really something.
Well, and what was interesting there was the content that he was asking Hillary Clinton this whole time was so outstanding. I remember this dream went on and on for a very, very long time, and long enough for me to just sit there in utter fascination, listening to every single word, hanging on every word he said, because he was completely compassionate towards her. And the questions he was asking was like the world's best psychologist.
Yeah, and not right? in a condemning way.
Not in a condemning way at all. He was wanting her to explain to herself so that she understood.
Right.
And I was so, it was just absolutely mind-blowing what he was saying. I mean, I just remember thinking at the time, that's utterly outstanding. I could never have come up with what he was saying. And right. I couldn't remember, because as I'm waking up, I drew pictures and wrote everything down as fast as I could, because your memory starts wiping it out.
Yes.
But by the time he was done, and by the time I woke up, there still was no condemnation from him toward her. And so I didn't know what the end result ended up being with her. Was it just questioning and then she was cast into the fire pit? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't see that part. But I do know that when I woke up from that dream, I had absolutely zero things bad to say about her. And in fact, right. It would have been, for me to have any kind of derogatory feeling toward her at all, would have been completely out of place in that whole scene.
Yeah, you would have been out of line by going there.
Yeah, and it was as far from me as, it just didn't exist. I had absolutely nothing against her at all. In fact, I felt bad for her.
Right.
I was sympathetic, and I just felt very, very bad for her.
Yeah.
And that all of her responses towards everything that happened in her life, she explained the reasons, and it was heartbreaking. It was actually heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And so when I woke up, I mean, here is 2016, right before the election,
yeah.
You know? And so at that point I was so anti-Hillary Clinton that when I woke up from that dream, the parallel was staggering to me. I mean, it was like, yeah, very stark, like a slap in the face. Like, how could I even be thinking bad things about Hillary Clinton?
Right.
They don't exist there. They don't exist there.
Yeah. Amazing thing. You may have been given a little glimpse as far as what judgment looks like.
Right.
You know, and you'll know. You'll know that your destiny is justified.
That's right.
And you'll fully appreciate what he did for you on the cross, because you'll know exactly what you deserve,
right,
and the grace that he extends. you know, if you accept him.
That's right.
So, wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yep.
But, okay, well, that scripture one more time is?
That was Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 17 through 23.
All right. Okay, got it. All right. Thanks for sharing that. You've shared that with me, but fascinating for the listeners to put that context together. Speaking of context.
Right. Yep. Right.
Wow. All right. Well, let's take a break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And that website is prepping2-0.com. Wars and Rumors of Wars by Coleman Underground. Taking us into the break. Stay right there. We'll be back. Wars and Rumors of Wars. Wars and Rumors of Wars. Wars and Rumors of Wars. Wars and Rumors of Wars.
I've said these fellows are lying, dirty, shrewd, and I say they are godless. To me, this is perhaps the most frightening word of all, because it accounts for every other bad word that describes them. When the Reds tear down their churches or turn them into common warehouses, when they torture and kill their priests, ministers, and rabbis, we are horrified, yes. But why are we surprised? What do you expect of a people who say the church is our enemy and must be destroyed? No one can be a true communist and hold any religious convictions. I say to you, it is bad to be irreligious, but it is far worse to be anti-religious. It is reprehensible to be immoral, but it is horrifying to be unmoral. To them, any wrong they do is right. Well, these are some of the more frightening facts we must understand if we are going to understand communism, and we'd better understand it.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And for those of you that are helping to keep us on the air, we sure appreciate it. We are listener supported. If you want to help keep us on the air, go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the donate button there, and there are several different ways that you can support us. Find out the one that works best for you. Any amount, $5, $10, $20 a month, it all adds up, and we are very grateful. Okay, Lady Liberty, segment two. We've got a couple of audio clips lined up, don't we?
That's right, everyone, and welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. That's right. They keep coming. Well, and so we have the first clip here from President Trump's attorney, Alina Haba. And so what she has to reveal, we just have to share. Everybody should know this. And so listen to what she has to say.
Michael Cohen is my favorite. You all know who he is, right? Okay. Who here knows that President Trump and I beat him in court 6 months ago when he sued him? You didn't know that either, did you? So I'm here to send you one very loud message. What the fake news covers, and by the way, the fake news is everyone. Okay? Just because I go on Fox, just because I go on those stations, doesn't mean they're pro-Trump. They're pro-ratings. So let's be clear. Those are two big cases. You had no idea that President Trump sued Hillary Clinton. You had no idea that he sued members of the FBI. He sued everyone that came after him for Russia hoax. He was impeached once. They made it stronger. Impeached twice, he stayed. He was fine. And now we got how many indictments? I'm losing count. But you know what I care about more? What am I going to say when we go to indictment number four? It's fine. Bring it. Bring it. End of the day, here's the truth. The wins they won't tell you because they want you to be scared. They want you to be worried that you're backing people that have no shot. And they want to distract you. They give you clips. They give you sound bites. But I'm there. And unfortunately for President Trump, it's a sad day when he has to make his lawyer his spokesperson. But that is what the war is now. It's no longer warfare. It's lawfare. That's what we're dealing with. So let me just make sure you all understand something very clearly. We're doing well.
There are some things there that I didn't know about.
Right.
I wasn't aware that Trump sued those guys, including individual FBI. Now, yeah. She didn't give the disposition of that, like, you know, what's the status of it?
They won. That he won against them in court is what she's saying. Wow. These are wins. And so that's outstanding. We didn't know that, which is why we're so keen on sharing this with everybody, because that is truly a propaganda tactic to demoralize a nation.
Make you think you're losing all the time. It's all stacked
against
you.
That you have no chance.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised Trump hasn't mentioned it in any of his speeches.
Right. You'd think that he should, you know, maybe he should hit it a little harder. Say, hey, we had this win. We had that win. I think that would be really, really helpful because, I mean, the whole nation already loves him, you know.
And also there's the Supreme Court was supposed to have made some decision yesterday as far as one of the cases against Trump. And it was looking like it would be favorable for Trump. And this Jack Smith it's something that would kind of cut his knees out from under him, which needs to happen. But I'll to follow up on that. So there could be some more good news coming from that whole arena.
Oh, absolutely. And just the fact that nobody's been able to pin anything on him yet shows that he does keep winning.
Yeah.
Now, we've also got another clip here from Steve Bannon, who is interviewing Mike Lindell, who has been really taking a huge brunt of the punishment as well. And so we just wanted to just play this clip here for you so that this is out across the airwaves as loud as we can help him say it. Listen to what he has to say.
That's what really irks me about coming after you and Trump is they're trying to use you two guys as examples. They're trying to say if you step up and you're MAGA, if you're a patriot and you want to say the 2020 election is stolen. And let me say this again, the 2020 elections are stolen. Elections have consequences. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. Just look around you.
Yep, that's right. I'll say it too. It was a stolen election. It's just the way it is. Well, we're out of time, folks. We'll just have to leave you with that. But join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here at 7 a.m. Pacific.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.